Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. What's up, plant fam? Welcome back to another episode. I hope you are doing well. This week, it's going to be a pretty short and sweet episode, but I wanted to do a continuation of the moving across the country parts. This might be the last part for that, just because I don't know how much longer I can extend that particular part, but I wanted to do an update. It's been a little over a month now. It's been a month and 7 days, so a month and a week, that I moved from New York to Colorado. I got here on November 4th. And I drove for 3 days, 2 nights, from Syracuse, New York to Fort Collins, Colorado. And I was in a 16-foot U-Haul, like a box U-Haul, and I had my car trailed behind me. Now, if we're thinking back to the previous parts of Moving Across the Country series, you'll know that I had a chunk of my plants in the cab of the U-Haul with me, and then I had basically in the front seats, both front passenger and driver, on the seats and on the floor, I had stacks of plants basically on these trays, and I moved everything across the country, and lo and behold, here I am. So, like I said, it's been a little over a month now. I think most of my plants are pretty much acclimated. There might be a couple that are still kind of working on it, but pretty much everything is doing well to a certain degree. Now, I did have some mishaps. I didn't look at any of the weather going into the trip. For the most part, during the day, it was maybe like 50s. As I got further west, I got warmer. But early on, maybe like 40s, 50s. And that would have been okay for the plants, but I didn't realize how much it was going to drop. I think the first night it dropped to like 28 or something like that. And I was a little worried for my plants. So my cats were riding in the car with my plants, basically being towed by the trailer. So whenever I stopped either to get gas, go on a bathroom break, get food, my car has an automatic start. I would start the car just so there was some heat and such. I didn't drive with the windows down. I thought that'd be a little too cold. At least there's some barrier there. And with the cats kind of running around, and it being a completely open space, basically, so the sun was able to come in, because for the most part, it was sunny while we were driving, so that was very helpful. The plants were doing okay. Some of my plants did get a little cold damage. One particular was my Bulbophyllum orchid, but it looks like only a couple of leaves got the actual cold damage. Those did fall off, those did die, but now it's doing okay. It's pretty stable. It's up next to an east-facing window. A couple of my plants, I thought I built enough of a barrier, but apparently I didn't. But a couple of my plants got squashed by my cats, particularly one of them, Sirloin. He wanted to be on the windshield because he liked the sun, so I get it, whatever. So some of my plants did get squashed, one of them being my Anthurium clarinervium, which was really sad. That had about 5 different leaves to it, but then it got sat on, and now it's left to one leaf. So I'm expecting that to take a really long time to actually acclimate and then turn into something beautiful again. It took maybe 5 months, and I got this advice actually from Matthew from Plant Dandy Podcast, that it'll take a few months for it to actually acclimate and get used to the environment, and then eventually it'll start going again. So I'm going to keep an eye on that. It's only been a month, so I'm hoping that in the next couple of months that it'll at least start springing up anew. A lot of my plants are doing pretty well, though. Like my Monstera Peru is growing. My Celtipicana, I didn't... So, funny story. I forgot I had that. And I think I mentioned this in a previous episode. And I left it outside when I had my plants there. And I just left it. And it didn't die. So it's doing pretty well. It put on like 3 new leaves. So that's doing pretty good. I lost a couple of Hoya. I'm trying to bring back my Curtsii. I don't think it's going to happen. She is dry as a bone. I have been doing some pretty religious watering. It's very dry here in Colorado. So I do want to get a couple of humidifiers, mainly for my benefit because it's just so dry. I want to get one for the office, get one for my bedroom. And I have my Levoit, which I'll probably put in the main room. I'll get a little Stanford or something like that. But I do want to get some humidifiers just because it's so dry in general, even for people. So if it's dry for people, it's definitely going to be dry for plants. So definitely going to do that. But yeah, my Hoya Curtsii did not make it. At first, I thought I was going to lose my Multiflora, but it dropped a couple of leaves, and then now it's growing again. So I'm very happy with that. I lost my Hoya Macrophylla Variegata, which I'm very sad about. That was a plant that I really, truly loved. I think it got sat on as well and it couldn't recover. And I tried to do what I could, but it just wilted. It dried. I checked the roots. It was gone. So I parted ways with the Macrophylla, but I do have another one coming in. If you're unfamiliar, Skylar, the curious seedling, is starting up a new planty business. And I was one of the people that sort of helped him sort of figure out, I guess you could sort of say, the website and whatnot. And I was able to purchase a plant through him and basically in beta testing just to make sure it's working well. And everything went through. So I should be expecting that sometime in the next week or two. Let's see what else. And then since then, everything has just been like slowly acclimating. I have north-facing windows, but with being in Colorado and it's pretty sunny almost all the time, that hasn't been a problem. It's really bright in direct light. Like when I say bright, it's pretty damn bright. And then a good chunk of my stuff is in the east facing window with a grow light. So it's because I think just because in general that area tends, like the front room tends to be just a little darker in general. And I do have plants, mainly like my Aglaonema Silver Bay, that's pretty far from the window. So I wanted to add some grow lights to that. Oh yeah, speaking of which, another sort of quote-unquote lost plant, my Plumeria. One of my cats, I know exactly which one it is, likes to jump onto the window and likes to push it. So I woke up, I think it was a couple of days ago, and I noticed that just a bunch of plants were on the ground. So including my Plumeria cutting, and the stick basically just came out, and when I moved here, it had beautiful leaves. It was great, and it was growing. And when we got here, the leaves didn't do so well just because I didn't do well with the move. It got too cold. But it was growing a new leaf. So super excited for that. And then I come to find it a couple of days ago on the ground. I was pissed. I was hoping for roots. There were no roots whatsoever, so I have to re-root the thing. So I'm hoping it does okay. We'll find out. The new growth fell off, which I was expecting. So, because it got blown to the ground, basically, you know what I mean? So I am hoping that starts to grow soon, but we'll see. Cross your fingers for me. But a bunch of my other plants that I thought wasn't gonna hold up are doing really well. Like my Alocasia, I think it was my Alocasia cupria is doing well. My Alocasia regal shield is also putting out new growth, and my Alocasia Micholitziana Fry Deck is also doing very well. So I'm very, very happy about that. My Domino Peace Lily is doing pretty well. I have to water it. It's kind of drooping now. But it was doing really, really well, so I'm really happy with that. My other Hoya are doing okay. This is, sorry about this episode. This is like jumping around and whatever pops into my head, you know. I'm kind of scanning my plant shelves to try and remember exactly what's on there. So, which one was it? My Raphidophora tetrasperma, that broke. It broke. It just completely broke because it was so tall. So I'm currently rooting right now, and then I'll pop it back up. I might cut it even more. We'll see. But I think I might let it at least establish, and then I'll trim it back again and then add more to the pot and stuff like that. But it broke, and so I'm just going to... I let it callus on the drive, so that was 3 days worth of callusing, and I stuck it in water, and so far it's growing some roots. That's great. I think my favorite sort of transition is my Maranta Leuconura Kirchhoffiana. It didn't like the move either. All of its leaves fell off. So I cut it back. I cut it completely back to the base. Basically, there was nothing left. And I was sort of like, well, I think it's done. And, you know, this is like the fourth or fifth time I've done it. Like, I think it's done. So I just left it on the bottom, on the floor, underneath all the plants. And at the time, I didn't have light on it for maybe 3 weeks. Because I just put up my grow lights maybe like a week ago. And I noticed yesterday, that it had new growth coming out. So when in doubt, if your Maranta's not doing so hot, just chop it back. So after about a month of nothing, about 3.5 weeks of nothing, it's coming back with a force. So I'm really, really excited about that. And then since being here, I have visited a greenhouse here called Gully's Greenhouse, and I've purchased a couple of items from them. I have gotten my first plant mail finally from the Seattle Plant Store. I got myself a Brassavola nodosa, Mas Mayor, or Mas Major. I'm thinking Mas Mayor. First of all, Mas. Yeah, I think it's Mas Mayor. And it's beautiful. And I work at a florist in town here called Palmer Flowers. And they have a little Plant Parenthood Adoption Center. So when the greenhouse has plants that might not look the best anymore or whatnot, they put it there. And I have quite a few more orchids now. I brought myself a bromeliad from there. So it's been a lot of fun working there so far. So it's been pretty great. So that's sort of the update after a month of moving across the country. So if you ever have to do this, definitely let me know. I can give you whatever advice I have, give you some tips and tricks of what I did in order to ship everything this way, all that fun stuff. And in order to do that, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at the Plant Nook Podcast. You could also send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com. Head to anchor.fm/theplantnook to find out other ways to support the show. You can also get some merch from me, some great shirts. I actually do really love my merch. I'm very proud of it. but yeah, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Share the show with all of your friends so we can all be part of the plant fam together. All right, so that's it for this week. I hope to share more with you next time. Bye. The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.